Howdy, I'm Michael Grauer from Canyon, Texas. Written in the spirit of Anna Sewell's masterpiece of animal literature, Black Beauty, Michael Morpurgo's War Horse tells the story of a half-thoroughbred horse, Joey, who is raised on an English farm and is drafted into service by the British Army. Having seen the 2011 Steven Spielberg-produced dramatic film, ostensibly based on this book, I was immediately struck by not only the changes in the story from book to screen, but mainly by the fact that Morpurgo's War Horse is a children's book aimed at juvenile audiences. The copy I read from contained a brief interview with the author, primarily containing questions and answers about his writing methods. I especially appreciated his answer to the question, "How old are you?" when he replied, "I'm very young. I'm 64 years young." He also writes longhand on his bed with pillows piled all around him, with his exercise book on his knees. Written in the first-person narrative of Joey himself, he describes his life from a gangly, leggy colt of 6 months when he is purchased by a farmer, after seeing his half-Irish draft horse mother sold within minutes and whisked out of the horse sale ring before he even knew what was happening. His wild eye and red color, he believed, kept the farmers haggling over his purchase price until he was bought for 3 guineas, about $5 in today's money. Befriended by the family's draft horse, Zoe, he is given the name Joey to match hers. Also befriended by the farmer's son, Albert, Zoe learns to be a saddle horse, then is broken to harness to pull a plow. Unbeknownst to Albert and due to financial woes, Albert's father sells Joey to a British Army officer, Captain James Nichols, who sees the promise in the young horse and makes him his private mount. Despite Albert's pleas, Joey becomes a cavalry horse trained by a rough-handed ex-jockey. Captain Nichols sketches Joey and eventually paints his portrait. More about that later. Captain Nichols also recognizes that when he and Joey join the fighting already underway in France, that cavalry stands no chance. Quote, "I tell you, Joey, one machine gun operated right could wipe out an entire squadron of the best cavalry in the world." In their first fight together, that is exactly what happens, as Captain Nichols is killed, but Joey survives. Joey and Top Thorn are eventually captured by the Germans, where they are showered with kindnesses before being harnessed to carts to bear the wounded from the front. Housed at a French farm, Joey remarks, quote, "If it is possible to be happy in the middle of a nightmare, then Top Thorn and I were happy that summer." Befriended by a frail French farm girl, Emily, and her grandfather, the horses lived happily on the farm through the summer, fall, and winter, but were conscripted to pull heavy guns the following spring by German artillery officers. Abandoned again and badly wounded, Joey finds himself in no man's land, where a coin toss between a British and a German soldier reunites him with the British Army. Taken to a veterinary clinic, his prognosis is dire when he is reunited with none other than his Albert. Albert nurses him back to health through patience, only to find he will not be taken back to England at war's end, but will be auctioned. None other than Emily's grandfather buys Joey in honor of his granddaughter, who did not survive the war. The grandfather sells Joey to Albert for 1 penny, which he tells Albert he shall, quote, "treasure it always." The author's note at the beginning of War Horse tells of a portrait of a horse, Joey, by British Army officer Captain James Nichols, which hangs in the village hall below the clock. Clearly, this is the author's inspiration, fictional or not. Treasure this book always, as its message about the bonds of friendship that, when challenged, can survive tragedy and trials and even death. And the gruesomeness of the Great War is not hidden from the children who read this book, but instead they can be inspired by the triumph of spirit in the worst of times. I'm Michael Grauer for the Radio Readers Book Club. Thank you to our funders, Lon Fromm of Colby and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.